Live. Take control. Toll free at 855-453. You can bring up anything that you like as we launch here into the second hour of this program. We've been talking about the Church of Scientology and also Bitcoin. What really started that conversation was the exciting news that Bitcoin has crashed through the $50 threshold, the mile marker, if you will, the milestone that everybody was waiting to see when it would transpire. It kind of had been floating at around $45 to $48 for the last couple weeks, and now it has broken through very determinedly, has broken up to 51.5 as of the last time I looked, as high as 52 tonight. And there's a lot of people that are pretty excited about it, obviously. So 855-453 is a toll-free number here. You can bring up anything. We've got a movie star on the line with us. He's Derek J.
Hey, it's good to be with you girls. How are you tonight?
Thanks.
Good to have you, man. What's going on?
Great to be with you. Well, I'm so excited for Bitcoin. I'm glad you guys are talking about it tonight, and you were right on the money as soon as it happened. I was so excited that Free Talk Live was covering this. But I was surprised that of all the intrinsic value talk you guys gave to Bitcoin, privacy really wasn't emphasized. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons for the intrinsic value in Bitcoin, that there's privacy.
I don't disagree with you. I guess what my thought on that is that lots of currencies have privacy inherent. I mean, the U.S. dollar has privacy if you use its, real world, its bricks and mortar form, its dead tree form. If you use its online form, which the U.S. dollar really is a digital currency too, if you use its online form, then there's no anonymity at all. But you can have anonymity in lots of currencies. So maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So right. I see. Privacy isn't the issue, but privacy over the internet. I mean, it's 2013 mm-hmm. and most people are doing their business over the internet. Yep. So this is why it's so important. I can't buy something anywhere if I'm using dollars or yuan or euros or sterling. All of it is going to be traced through a bank. Bitcoin allows you to skirt the banks. And of all the Occupy Wall Street people, if that movement meant anything, it means a lot of people are angry with the banks and they would like an alternative. They like their privacy to be respected. And they're doing business online. So that's another great reason people should look up Bitcoin.
All right, well, hold on, Derek. I mean, as far as privacy goes, yeah, it can be used in a private manner, but at the same time, all of the transactions are available publicly. So if one wanted to, one could take any Bitcoin address. If you wanted to see, how many transactions have been sent to Free Talk Live's Bitcoin tip jar, for instance, you could go to blockchain.info, type that address in there, and take a look at the entire history.
Sure, but there are already researchers at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore where they're developing a program that would allow people to essentially launder their bitcoins by dropping off a certain amount at whatever time. And say you drop off 5 bitcoins in the morning and then you pick up 5 later that evening. And they're totally different bitcoins, and millions of people could be doing this all day.
Why is Johns Hopkins University doing this?
I don't know why they are participating in this particular research, but
probably college
story
kids want to get high. Yeah. They're trying to figure out how to use the Silk Road safely. But is this the Zero Coin project you talked about on Peace News Now recently?
Exactly. Yes.
Now, okay, so I was looking around for the Zero Coin after I heard you talking about that over at Peace News Now. You do a daily 5-minute update on pretty mostly positive liberty-related news, and you've been doing a great job at it.
It's all related to the world of peace. It's not always positive, but it is always related to the world of peace.
Indeed, and you've been doing a great job at that, and that's really a great source for a lot of Bitcoin-related news and updates as well. And so when I heard you talking about that, I went to go look it up, and I couldn't really find any info, but that's probably because I didn't go to peacenewsnow.com and look at your show notes, right?
Yeah, that's where you got to go, and that's where everyone should go, is peacenewsnow.com. We just put up a new episode today about Bradley Manning. It's day 1024. If you want to know what's going on with Bradley Manning, you should check out peacenewsnow.com.
Awesome.
So anyway, yeah, I wanted to mention privacy, and that's really it. I love the talk, and I'll see you guys later.
Derek J. from Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, also now peacenewsnow.com. Always good to hear from you, man.
Great to be with you. Yeah. Bye, guys.
See you soon. Bye. All right, so that's Derek J. on Skype. By the way, you can also connect to Skype. The username you'll need is lrn.fm. And it looks like it's on the way down, Mark. It's dropping. It's down to $50.
I'm not worried at all. something important happened. It broke through a milestone, which was $50. And if you get... I like to watch Bitcoin, but one thing I've learned of watching this the chart that I like to watch, you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and see the chart I just posted there not too long ago.
Is this the Clark Moody chart?
The Clark Moody chart.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned is don't get emotionally attached about what's happening, going up or going down. Mm. Look, if Bitcoin's going to go to zero, which seems highly, highly unlikely at this point, then there's nothing you can do about it. You know, you're just watching. So, you know, it's just watching. It's just fascinating to watch what people are buying and selling at.
Last hour, we talked about Scientology and cults and jargon and some of the identifying factors surrounding cults. And if anybody, you know, still wants to comment on that, you're welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE. One of the allegations by the niece of the church's current leader, David Miscavige, niece is named Jenna Miscavige Hill. She's come out, and she is now 29 years old. She spent her childhood in the church working what she says slave labor at a camp called The Ranch, which is apparently for members of the elite group in the church, the Sea Org. She claims she was forced to move around rocks and dig ditches all for something like 14 hours a day, 7 days a week for $45 a week in pay. And in other related news, this is the other story I pulled up because I was looking up Scientology and labor, forced labor. According to the Los Angeles Times, they did not violate a labor law by failing to pay for the work of two former members of the church's Sea Org, a wing that restricts participants' outside communications, marriage, and children, censors mail, and monitors phone calls, according to a federal appeals court. Three-judge panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decided that Mark and Claire Headley...
Now, some people would claim that this is, you know, I'm sure that in the church they just call this accountability to each other. You know, this is an accountability thing, you know, having all this stuff. But for me, it's creepy.
I don't know if censoring mail and monitoring phone calls and restricting people's communications is accountability. That just sounds like control to me.
Now, they're controlling each other, though. This is the top level.
The three-judge panel decided that Mark and Claire Headley, who sued the church, knew that joining the group, known as Sea Org, required largely unpaid labor and failed to take many opportunities to leave. Headley sued the church under the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, federal law primarily intended to prohibit the forced labor of immigrants. District court ruled for Scientology, the Headleys appealed, and the appeals court ruled also for Scientology. The former Sea Org members grew up in Scientology and joined the elite religious order while in their teens. Mark back in 1989, then Claire in 91. They married in 92 and remained with the group until 2005. In keeping with church disciplinary policy, the church censored the Headleys' mail, monitored their phone calls, and required them to obtain permission to access the Internet, according to one of the judges. She wrote for the court.
It's all very scary, but I have to agree with the ruling. I mean, if you've chosen to be in the organization, you're not going to, you know, you can't just go and say, hey, all that free labor I gave you, I want to get paid for it now, and I think I should get paid $100
an hour. Choose a new church.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry that it was that you grew up that way. I'm sorry it was damaging, you know.
Lots of people damaged by religious upbringings.
I'm sure we can find everybody of every religion that says that they're damaged by that religion. And I'm sure we can find atheists, you know, people that grew up atheists that say that they were damaged by that, too. So, whatever.
I'm not reading this because I think the court should have found in the other direction. I'm only reading it to share some of the bizarre behavior here. Mark and hundreds of others had to hand clean human excrement from an aeration pond in 2004, and Claire had to subsist on protein bars and water for 6 to 8 months back in 2002. But the court said the evidence overwhelmingly showed the Headleys voluntarily worked for the Sea Org because they believed that it was the right thing to do and that they enjoyed it. Although the couple faced the risk of being declared suppressive persons, that's church jargon, and possibly losing contact with family and friends if they left, that potential did not qualify as serious harm. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts, experience, and cults. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want and do it toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got Twitter and Facebook, of course, also email, different ways for you to be kept up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can click into whatever method is your preference. Head over to news.freetalklive.com.
So, Ian, it looks like we've got a remote scheduled coming up in May.
That's right. A big one.
Yep. We're going to Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments.
This is exciting. Has there been a Bitcoin conference before?
Yes. There was one in London last year in 2012. Okay. These folks are not affiliated with those folks, but I guess they're picking up the torch and running with it.
All right.
This one
is this the first one in the U.S.?
I don't know the answer to that. All I assume that that's the case.
Does it say first annual when you go to their website?
I don't believe. Well, I think that they're trying to capitalize on what happened in 2012. So why would they say first annual?
Okay, I don't know. Good point. What is their website?
It's Bitcoin2013.com.
Okay, got it.
So it is the Bitcoin, like I said, Bitcoin Foundations, Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. It's in San Jose, California. I don't know how many other San Jose's there are. Their convention center, May the 17th through the 19th. It's a full 2 days, plus, of course, the sort of the welcome on the 17th there. And it's going to be a big, robust list of speakers coming from, you know, just a bunch of different places. Coinbase, Nerd Tribe, Facebook, and the people are going to be talking about the future of Bitcoins. There's a lot of fascinating things that Bitcoins haven't even scratched the surface of, that we haven't scratched the surface of, that Bitcoins are capable of. And I'm excited to hear about these things. I'm excited about, possible, just hearing about the new technologies that are going to be involved. I know there's going to be a hard Bitcoin wallet coming out here very shortly. And I just want to find out as much as I can. There are going to be people looking for jobs in the new burgeoning Bitcoin arena, and I think that's going to be very exciting, especially for people getting jobs, right? So if you're as excited about Bitcoins as we are, please come out and see. Or if you just happen to live in the Bay Area, come out and see us. This is our first West Coast
remote
at all. I mean, the first convention or anything.
It's our first remote outside. Well, we did one remote a long time ago at New College in Sarasota.
That's right, we did.
But aside from that, we've only really done them in New Hampshire, although we did the one from the BitInstant headquarters.
Yeah, that was a remote.
In New York City. So I guess it's really our first West Coast remote. It's our first public anything we've done on the West Coast, really. I mean, we've gone to some talk radio conventions out there, but this is going to be, I mean, I have a feeling this will be big. I don't know how many people they're expecting at this, but looking at the guest list, it seems like it's going to be a big event.
Yep. Bitcoins, I think, are an exciting new frontier. Try to imagine for a second, just imagine for a second that you had an opportunity to go to a convention about the internet in 1992. And you had the opportunity to find a job in the burgeoning internet career field. Bitcoins are moving faster than the internet moved at that time as far as adoption and interest. And I think that this is the year. 2013 is the year for Bitcoin. This is your opportunity to get involved. And it's your opportunity to see Free Talk Live. We'll be excited to see you.
Yeah, and we'll be an afternoon show there. We'll get to go out at night.
So
that'd be kind of nice for once. We've been doing a night show our entire career, Mark.
It's true.
This will be the first time we've ever done an afternoon drive show.
We just need to move out west.
No, that's okay. I like New Hampshire. But you know what also, Mark, I'm looking
at... He doesn't
even
like to joke about that.
I don't think California is a funny place at all.
Well, there's plenty of places out west that are not California, buddy.
It's true.
Yeah, they're all bad.
I lived in Idaho, and I really liked it. I thought it was that Boise was the nicest city I've ever lived in.
I think that there's lots of advantages to lots of different places, but Ian wants to live in the freest place he can, and, you know, at this point he hasn't really taken a long, hard look at the Cayman
Islands.
I just
thought it was funny because you're kidding, and yes, he is so serious.
No.
Like, absolutely not. We will not be going to California. Do not joke about such things.
But there will be some Liberty people there. Carla Garrick is going to be there from the Free State Project.
She'll
be speaking, apparently, as well as Angela Keaton from Anti-War.
Yep.
Antiwar.com.
Anti-war is totally into Bitcoins, and I think they should be. You know, Bitcoins are the currency of peace.
And Teresa Warmke from FreeAid.
Indeed.
So even a handful of Liberty folk on the speakers, Ross.
Yeah, here's a guess for you. The vast majority of people using Bitcoins, Liberty folks.
You think so?
They're just not from Liberty-type organizations.
Well, I know that the tech community does tend to skew libertarian, but there's a lot of lefties out there, too, I would
sure
think.
Sure are. Sure are.
It would be interesting, Mark, to do a world's smallest political quiz at the Bitcoin convention.
We can do that from our table.
We could if we wanted to take the time to do that. So 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin2013.com. Please come and join us.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. So 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype where we have Agony on the line. Agony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, when I was driving home from work today, I saw a speed limit sign that had been vandalized. And it made me think of the old saying that ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Okay, why is that?
Because, I mean, it wasn't legible. I couldn't read it.
You couldn't tell what it was, but you still have to follow it?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. If in this case, like if you were to take it to court, like if
police officer
actually gave you a ticket, and you probably would be able to say, hey, what is the speed limit? Let's go take a look at the sign and point it out to him or her, and maybe you'd be able to you know, make a case for it. But if, for instance, you park next to a broken meter, a broken parking meter, you don't have to pay the meter. Just because it says expired doesn't mean that you have to, that you're necessarily going to get a ticket.
I concur. Agony, was there more you wanted to share?
Yeah, I was just wondering what you think would happen if all the speed limit signs disappeared from Keene for a year.
That's a great idea.
Stamping somebody up for failure there.
I don't think I'll be taking one that activist project on.
Isn't there, there's a citywide speed limit, which is if a speed limit is not posted, it's 30 miles an hour.
It's true. She's right. There are signs that say that.
If you remove the signs that said that, then is there a citywide speed limit that point?
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Yeah, but if there's no law that you can point to someone, I mean, if they can't see what the signs are, then I think that's a valid excuse.
I think it's a valid excuse, but I don't think that you're going to win.
I disagree. I think that, as Mark pointed out, if that sign is covered up and you take physical evidence, you go and take a picture of that sign and say, you know, present that in court, how was I supposed to know what the speed limit was? Someone who is not me has vandalized this sign.
But in Keene, if you don't know what the speed limit is 30.
But you wouldn't know that if you were coming into Keene and there was no sign to inform you of that, correct?
Yeah, but I still don't think you'd win it.
But
I understand your logic. You're being logical, but I don't know that that would win you anything in court.
I think it would.
It would depend. I think it would depend. I mean, you know, there's obviously no guarantee you're going to win. Certainly the state has an interest in getting the conviction. But as somebody who may not have known about the citywide speed limit, someone who was coming into town from somewhere else, for instance, to go shopping for the day, I think they would have a valid excuse. Agony, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Julia will be telling us about the benefits of optimism, because we'd heard previously that if you're a pessimist, that you'll live longer or something like that. So maybe that wasn't totally accurate. We'll find out more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Take control. Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water,
food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th.
Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
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 Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything if you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And still to come here tonight, Julia, we'll be talking about optimism and the benefits of optimism. We will go to your phone calls, though, and you can take control here. Let's talk to Jess. She's in California. Or I suppose it could be a he. I apologize. Jess, this may be a he, Jess.
It's Jeff. Jeff.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm always trying to think of good questions to shoot to you guys, particularly ones I'm not entirely sure of. And I consider myself... Pretty much over the years, going from libertarian to straight up voluntarist, and my thinking has shifted over the years. But I feel like I'm not living particularly authentically. And if people, you know, I can certainly go into details about my own personal life if necessary. But I guess the more general question is, you know, I see a lot of people who call themselves libertarian, and I know a lot of us can pick out people who are just fakes, you know, and I consider, you know, just getting in the world of politics, like Paul Ryan, to be a classic one. I don't know if he's ever called himself one, but just waving around Ayn Rand and thinking that somehow cuts it. I mean, we could pick out the fakers, but, you know, or for example, someone who's
Ayn Rand, by the way, was not a libertarian. I'd like to point that out. She supported the state in a number of ways, as I understand.
She also explicitly felt like libertarians were stealing her work. So she was an objectivist, and that was what she created for herself.
Just because someone waves around Ayn Rand doesn't mean anything about them understanding.
But lots of libertarians like Ayn Rand too.
That's true, but it doesn't mean that they understand liberty if they're just an Ayn Rand fan.
I've never read Ayn Rand. I don't have
She's
much
dead.
Interest in her. So, you know, that point taken. But But I guess the general question, like, can you be a prison guard and be a libertarian? Can you be rah-rah for the military and kill brown people and be into that and be a libertarian? Or can you work for the government like I do?
What do you do?
I work for the feds. I'm a medical provider for the feds.
I would say that the answer to that is yes. I mean, you can do a lot of jobs that have government involvement and still be a libertarian. I think that there are some jobs where that you're stepping across the line. You know, as far as rooting for the military, I have a difficult time, finding parallels to people that call themselves libertarians that are big supporters of military adventurism, and I think it's difficult to support the military without supporting military adventurism.
Mm-hmm.
That essentially the military has been used for decades in ways that are highly unlibertarian, antithetical to freedom. They've been used in the name of freedom, but for things that aren't. They don't have anything to do with freedom. But, yeah, I think you can be a prison guard and be a libertarian. I don't know if you can be a SWAT team member or a SEAL Team 6 member or something like that and be a libertarian very successfully.
Then there's also the issue of when you became a libertarian, because I think for most people, libertarianism is a new philosophy, and it's something that kind of slowly you come to terms with, mm-hmm. right? And so let's say you were a SWAT team member and you started listening to Free Talk Live, and maybe at first you really hated it, but you kept listening, and slowly you started to come around to these ideas.
Which happens all the time.
Yes.
You keep listening and it will change your mind.
Yes. So, you have to feed your family. So, I mean, me personally, I wouldn't feel comfortable being a SWAT team member with my beliefs, so eventually it would get to the point where I need to find a new job. But if you decide you're a libertarian today and you happen to have one of these jobs because that's how you fed your family, I don't think you're a bad person for not quitting your job today and, potentially putting your family in a bad place.
Yeah, but what if the SWAT team member is a great example. Like, you're hurting and possibly killing innocent, peaceful people. Multiple times a week, and yet there's a big disconnect there. On the other hand, the money that I make is paid for by essentially holding guns to people's heads and saying pay up. I mean, I like to think I do good things for people, as a side effect of what I do, but.
I think that it really just depends on how much you can stomach, how much aggression in your job you're willing to tolerate. And I agree that, if you come to the ideas of liberty while working in a particularly aggressive role in the government, because obviously some government workers are involved in more aggression than others, a tax collector or, a government police officer or SWAT team member is using more aggression than, say, somebody fixing a road. Because just getting paid through aggression is different than actually wielding it, than actually, bringing the force upon someone. So I think there's a scale of acceptability as far as the things that you do and what you get paid for. If you are an aggressor by trade and you want to call yourself a libertarian, I think you really should get a new job at some point. And the sooner the better, because you're the one who has to live with that. You're the one who has to live under that contradiction.
But an aggressor doesn't mean somebody who necessarily gets their paycheck from the government. And I think that there's a big distinction there. For instance, let's talk about a regular police officer versus a SWAT team member. A SWAT team member, by the way, could probably get off the SWAT team and go back to doing
get a transfer, sure.
Just work in the police department. But, yeah, I think that a regular police officer can do a lot of things to help people in situations. I think you can be a libertarian and work as a police officer. I think you can be a libertarian and provide medical service to government employees or whatever it is that your field is. I don't think that working for the government itself is aggressive. And a lot of people will say it is, and I think that they need to back that up. Because I just don't think it is.
Well, you can't, in today's world, you can't be 100% principled and not use things that taxpayer dollars go towards. Do you drive on the roads? Do you ask permission to drive via a driver's license? I do both of these things, and I have no intention of stopping because it would just be way too inconvenient, and it would be impossible with the road situation. But there are a lot of examples like that where you pretty much just in today's world have to use government services in some way or form. And I mean, does that make me not a libertarian?
No. But I think that the further you go towards aggression, the less, you know, acceptable having a job like that is. If you're a SWAT team member, that's pretty unlibertarian of you.
Sure.
If you are a police officer who assists, you know, the SWAT team, that is also unlibertarian. If you're following orders as a police officer that results in hurting peaceful people, that's got to make a libertarian very uncomfortable. And I would ask them why they continue in that line of work or why they don't put their foot down and say, no, I'm only going to do things that help people as a police officer.
I think that comes eventually, though. I think that if you're new to the ideas and you're just learning about them, that principle is not strong within you. You're just kind of throwing ideas around and figuring things out. I think eventually any libertarian, that would really bother them being a SWAT team, and they would have to
quit.
That's
what I'm saying. They'll get to some point where they can't live with themselves anymore doing what they do. And if they don't, then I question their understanding of this.
There's this apocryphal story that supposedly took place between William Penn and George Fox. Both these guys are Quakers. Quakers don't believe in, they're basically pacifists. And William Penn was a nobleman. At the time, noblemen carried swords. William Penn addressed this subject with George Fox, the founder of the ideas of libertarianism back in the 1600s. And George Fox said, carry your sword as long as you can. And
there you go. Yep.
I think that that's a powerful statement, is when you're just convicted to the point that you can't do it anymore, that's when you shouldn't be doing it anymore. But I also am very worried about people that are doing good work out there. So, for instance, somebody who believes in the ideas of liberty, who works for Child Protective Services. You know, I think you can do good work for this organization. I think that organization does bad stuff, you know, sort of all, you know, with all of its different 50 iterations around the country and probably around the world, too, but I think you could do good as a libertarian in many of these government agencies.
And, of course, there's also the argument that if that job is not filled by a libertarian, that it'll probably be filled by an arch-statist, somebody that does believe in controlling others and has no moral compunction about it. Jess, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Yep, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Everybody's got to draw their own line. You know, it's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. You may also utilize Skype. In fact, I think most people have used Skype on the show tonight. Username there is lrn.fm, so you're welcome to connect to us that way. And also 855-450-FREE. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 a month. Now, what that means is you send in $5 a month from any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard, right through our website, and that is money that we will take and invest into Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the show, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, and it works. I just sent out a satellite receiver to a new station that hopefully we'll be announcing in April, so looking forward to bringing more stations coming on board and telling you about those, and that's being made possible by listeners like you. And you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, forum, and more. Go get the details and get signed up for AMP at amp.freetalklive.com. So I think we're ready to talk about positivity, or Julia, you were going to share with us the benefits of optimism. It wasn't long ago on this show that there was some news article saying that people that were pessimistic were more likely to predict their future and be more satisfied or something like that. I forget the exact results, but the claim was that pessimism had benefits or something, and I really don't care if I, if the claim is that, oh, I'm going to live longer if I'm a pessimist. I don't want to live that lifestyle. I want to live a positive life, because I've found benefit to my life from being that way. And so let's hear what some of those benefits are.
Sure. So this is actually from The Atlantic, and it is entitled, "The Benefits of Optimism Are Real." One of the most memorable scenes from the Oscar-nominated film Silver Linings Playbook revolves around Ernest Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms, a novel that does not end well, to put it mildly. I'm not familiar with it. I hadn't read it.
I have read it like 20 years ago, so I'm a little iffy on I can't really remember. Maybe it's The Sun Also Rises. I don't know. I mean, I read a bunch of his stuff, and it's been a while.
Patrizio Solitano, this is a character in this book, I don't know how to pronounce that, has come home after an 8-month stint of being treated for bipolar disorder at a psychiatric hospital where he was sentenced to go after he nearly beat his wife's lover to death. Home from the hospital, living under his parents' charge, Pat has lost his wife, his job, and his house. But he tries to put the pieces of his life back together. He exercises and maintains an upbeat lifestyle and tries to better his mind by reading through the novels that his estranged wife, Nikki, a high school English teacher, assigns her students. Pat takes up a personal model, Excelsior, Latin for ever upward. He tells his state-appointed therapist, "I hate my illness and I want to control it. This is what I believe to be true. You have to do everything you can, and if you stay positive, you have a shot at a silver lining." Which is why the Hemingway novel, which is part of Nikki's syllabus, is such a buzzkill. When he gets to the last pages and discovers that it ends grimly with death, he slams the book shut, throws it out a glass window of his parents' house, and storms into their room in the middle of the night, saying, "This whole time you were rooting for the Hemingway guy to survive the war and to be with the woman he loves, Catherine Barkley, and he does. He survives the war after getting blown up. He survives it and escapes to Switzerland with Catherine. You think he ends it there? No, she dies, Dad. I mean, the world's hard enough as it is, guys. Can't someone say, hey, let's be positive. Let's have a good ending to the story." Another Best Picture nominee, Life of Pi, employs a similar device. Pi finds himself aboard a lifeboat with a ferocious Bengal tiger in the aftermath of a shipwreck that has his entire family. Lost at sea in the Pacific Ocean for 227 days, starved, desperate, and forced into a game of survival with the tiger, Pi pushes forward even though he, like Pat, has lost everything. Pi says, "You might think I lost all hope at that point. I did, and as a result, I perked up and felt much better." Pi's resilience is incredible once you realize what happens on board the lifeboat and how Pi copes with the tragedy that he witnesses and endures. There's more to the story than the boy and the tiger, though what really happened is terrible. Pi chooses to tell a different story. His parallels what really happened, but is beautiful, not bleak, transcendent, not nihilistic. Which story do you prefer? He asks at the end. This question turns out to matter a great deal if you are trying to figure out who grows after trauma and who gets swallowed up by it, a question that each movie addresses and that psychologists have been grappling with for years. Think back to the last time you experienced a loss, setback, or hardship. Did you respond by venting and dwelling on the disappointment, or did you look for a faint flash of meaning through all the darkness, a silver lining of some sort? How quickly did you bounce back? How resilient are you? The New Yorker's Richard Brody criticized Silver Linings Playbook for its sentimentality and faith-based view of mental illness and overall emotional redemption. New York Times' A.O. Scott made a similar, if predictable, criticism of The Life of Pi, insisting on the benevolence of the universe in a way that The Life of Pi can feel more like the result of a delusion or deceit than of earnest devotion.
So I'm a little confused. I mean, they're talking about fictional stuff here. Are they bringing it around to real world and optimism, that kind of thing? Because, I mean, one can create a optimistic or pessimistic world in the area of fiction relatively easy if one is a skilled author.
The article goes on to talk about actually scientific research that's been done in the area.
Okay.
And I was going to skip those parts of the story, but it references it so much that I couldn't without just picking apart the entire article.
Gotcha.
But these criticisms miss the point. First, they fail to understand why these two strange and idiocentric movies, both based on novels, resonated with so many millions of people. Their themes of resilience speak to each of us, and there is reason for that. The key insight of each movie, whether their creators realized it or not, grounded in a growing body of scientific research, which Brody and Scott overlook. Far from being delusional or faith-based, having a positive outlook in difficult circumstances is not only an important predictor of resilience, how quickly people recover from adversity, but it is the most important predictor of it. People who are resilient tend to be more positive and optimistic compared to less resilient folks. They are better able to regulate their emotions, and they are able to maintain their optimism through the most trying of circumstances.
That stuff takes practice. I mean, to develop that level of resilience, you don't. I don't think you're just born that way. You have to, I think, work at it. You have to be cognizant of how you're thinking, and you know, are you being positive at any given moment, and catch yourself in negativity, and to move yourself out of that.
I think you can have positivity and negativity in certain areas too. Like you can be, you know, believe that things are going to work out in one area, and be pessimistic about things working out in another area. And so I would agree that it, and I don't know if it's hard, it's not work. You mentioned work. It is choosing. You know, you just have to choose for yourself to decide.
But you have to work at it. It's not just you wake up one day and I'm going to be positive and that's that.
No, it's not just one time choosing it. You have to continually choose this.
That is the work. The work is the choosing, because you can easily get mired down in negativity. It's easy to look around and see all the bad things in the world and let it overwhelm you.
Yeah, I think you can pick... I think it's easier to pick negativity in a lot of cases. I don't think that obviously some people, even the most negative people, pick positively in certain areas.
I agree with you. It is easier. That seems to be, you know, the default, which is why I think it is work. Or as, you know, our Muslim friends would call it, the greatest jihad, the struggle within to find peace, for instance.
I think that negative really is the default, and I think that makes sense because... Back in the day, if you were, trying to run from beasts and stuff, you wanted to be really in tune with bad things going on around you, right? That ensured your survival. But it's not the same nowadays, obviously. Most of us, anyway, are not battling off beasts.
Yeah, but there's still plenty of things that are negative,
and
it's still easy to be overwhelmed by it.
Of course.
Just different negativities.
I think you get better results in your life with positivity, though.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree. This is what Dr. Dennis Charney, the dean of Mount Sinai School of Medicine,
mm-hmm.
found when he examined approximately 750 Vietnam War veterans who were held as prisoners of war for 6 to 8 years.
That's pretty miserable, conditions. So,
yeah.
I guess we want to know, are some of these people just sort of naturally more positive than others, and the positive ones, have they done better?
Well, they do discuss that in the study.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'll find out here in moments. Hour number 3 coming up. We'll talk more about this one study. There's more than one,
yes,
though, right?
Yes, there's more than one.
And positivity, being optimistic, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think the more you do it, the easier it becomes. But I think it is still work in order to get to that point. 855-450-FREE. I guess at some point you could be, you know, like the Buddha. You'd be considered a master and not really be of any sort of feeling. It's Free Talk Live.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 25. 23. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.